Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's have a little good news, And this is a bill that was introduced in the Tennessee legislature. And there aren't many bills in the Tennessee legislature that I think are a great idea and that I would espouse, but this one is an excellent bill. And what is it? It is a bill that says that drunk drivers who kill people have to support their children till they're 21. You have these horrible, horrible stories of a young couple is out for dinner. They're killed by a drunk driver, and they have two or three young kids at home. And yes, those children, you know, their guardians can hire a plaintiff's lawyer and get a settlement. But sometimes people don't have enough insurance, and then they go bankrupt. They are destitute. And also, there's no disincentive to drunk drive, to drive while drinking, I should say. Well, in Tennessee, it's a very clever idea. And why is it clever? Because if you're a drunk driver and you kill parents, or you kill a single mom and she has little kids at home, that kind of thing, it's going to be as if in family court, you are going to pay child support till 21. And what that means is that's very different from a settlement with plaintiff's lawyers, because your child support obligations are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. There's a famous case, and it was a Milwaukee bankruptcy judge whom I know, who put in the decision where a guy had to pay child support and he declared bankruptcy. And up until then, that worked. And she said, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. You cannot declare bankruptcy to avoid child support obligations. And the guy was on the hook. Well, if this is denominated as child support, first of all, they can garnish your wages, and they will. Secondly, they can attach assets. And then you have essentially government lawyers and resources, not just private plaintiff's attorneys who may lose interest in a case if they don't see a deep pocket on the other side. And that guy, and the drunk driver, any job he has, he's getting himself garnished. And those garnishments, depending on the number of kids involved, can be very, very high. And his assets, they're going to be frozen, and they are going to be levied on. And if he hides his assets or lies about his employment, he's going to jail. That's a criminal offense. So I think it's a very good idea. Very, very good idea. There's too much drunk driving. We were the only state that didn't make it a criminal offense on the first conviction. You pick up the paper, you guys are in their seventh. I mean, I'm not kidding. Their fifth, their fourth, their sixth. Guys driving drunk. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. I know in Europe, for instance, they have designated drivers. You go out to a party. One of you is not going to drink at all, and he's going to be the driver. And then they all sit around in a room with the other designated drivers. They drink soda and they play cards. And you may say, oh, well, that's kind of a bummer. Well, let me tell you, my wife and I have friends in Dublin, Ireland, and we go there from time to time. I like Ireland very much. And we were there. We went to go out to dinner with these people, these friends. They drove there and they came out and they said, all right, we're going to take a cab home. And I said, what do you mean? Your car is right there. They said, there's no way. If you in Europe are caught driving drunk, you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail for at least a year. So they took a cab home. Then the next day they took a cab back to pick up their cars. Now, the easiest way to do it is with a designated driver. We got to crack down on drunk driving. I mean, you pick up the paper and these guys that have had multiple events, people are killed, people are paralyzed. No way. So what they're doing in Tennessee is drunk drivers are going to pay the victim's children child support. Child support usually ends at 21, roughly. You can claim 18, but, you know, let's say 21, put that in the statute. And automatically their wages are garnished. And there's an attachment lien on their assets. and they can't transfer them. They can't get no monkey business. That, to me, believe it or not, you think that there's a morality issue here about not killing people. That, to me, would be one of the really great sanctions against it. One of the great sanctions against it. Well, let's go from Tennessee back to Europe. This is an unwelcome development. Doesn't surprise me. Austria just announced that it opposes EU status, European Union status for Ukraine. Austria. Now, there's something like 28 countries in the EU. Strike that. I think there are 32 countries in the EU, roughly, and roughly 28 in NATO. In other words, there are some countries that are in the EU and not NATO, like Austria, and there's some in NATO and not the EU, like Britain, United Kingdom, England. I don't want to get into all the politics of it, but Austria claims it is neutral, like Sweden and Finland. And unlike Sweden and Finland, Finland has a border with Russia, and Sweden is vulnerable from the Arctic Ocean. Austria is tucked safely into Europe, does not have a border with Russia, and they're piggybacking on the defense of the NATO countries and not contributing. And now they're going so far as to say that they will vote against EU status, European Union status for Ukraine. That's fatal because unanimity, there has to be 100% agreement of all European Union countries to bring somebody in. The benefit of being in the European Union is there are no tariffs on your goods being sent back and forth, and there's movement of people. So anybody in the EU can go anywhere they want and work and travel. If you're in London, you can go to Madrid and get a job and travel. You don't need a passport. You don't need anything. It's like going from Milwaukee to Tennessee. The idea behind offering Ukraine EU status was to support them against the Ruskies. It's not NATO, but economically it would help Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are terrific people. They could then travel into Europe instead of sniffing around for visas and that kind of thing. What do we do with Austria? And by the way, Switzerland, which is not in the EU and also is not in NATO, claims it's neutral. They have blocked the supply of ammunition to Ukraine of anything that was constructed in Switzerland, and some of Swiss ammunition is used in German tanks that were going to be sent to Ukraine. Well, here's Biden's challenge. You want to keep unanimity in NATO and the EU and in Europe, but I'll tell you what, you know, Austria is a problem. Austria, remember back during the Second World War, the Anschluss, when the Nazis went in, they were greeted with people waving flowers. They wanted to be acquired by Germany. Austria is selfish. They are doing this. It's hurting European unanimity. What I would do privately is have some of the bigger countries in the EU, and I'm talking about France, Germany, and frankly, the US is not in the EU, but we're the big kahuna, and say, look, Jack, if you don't do it, yes, we need unanimity, but all the rest of the states are going to get rid of tariffs with Ukraine. All the rest of the states are going to permit free access of Ukrainian people into their countries, and you're isolated. And the fact that you don't let them in Austria and the fact that you won't drop tariffs, you are a pipsqueak compared to the rest of Europe and the United States. We got to get tough with these people. The Austrians, they have a very, very rigid right-wing government now, and we can't permit ourselves to be led around by the nose. They are destabilizing unanimity in Europe. Switzerland is as well. There are ways of cracking down on them. They're basically a place to park money, make chocolate and cuckoo clocks. And we've got to crack down on these people. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.